436, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Hey, Germ, do me a favor. Let Charles Pyle know about the theft of signs. William Burnett for Sheriff signs, 50 of them stolen. As he and Gary and Sarah are covering the upcoming election in the city of Richmond, that's probably something they want to be aware of. And if he needs the contact info for William, I think we can happily provide that. But that's a big story, that this is the second time at least that so many signs supporting William Burnett for Sheriff have disappeared mysteriously. And signs for his opponent have not disappeared. Things that make you say, Monday afternoons, I get the chance to chat with a friend who also happens to be my financial advisor, financial planner. Carl Carlson from Carlson Financial every week joins us, has some great insight, great analysis. And this is no exception. But I, about an hour ago, went to the mailbox and I have in my hot little hands two envelopes from Fidelity Investments, and I don't know whether I should or should not open them. If Carl says yes, I'll open them on the air. Carl, good afternoon.
The answer is yes.
Yes? Okay. All right. People think I'm joking.
The market is back up.
All right. And does this cover the market today? Is it today's market? Let me see. Hang on a second. Hold on, because I know they... Oh, okay. That was a good one to open. Excellent. All right, I'm going to open the second one. If this second one has a certain number on it, Carl, this will be the last time you and I speak on the air, because this will be the final moments of my show. Whoa, baby. Wow. Okay, now people, I'm not going to post the numbers, but it's up 10%, Carl. That's like real money.
Yeah, that's good. That's nice.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, you just talk about whatever the heck you want to talk about, because I'm I'm going to be going to that vacation website and seeing what's out there.
That's right. Hey, that's something I want to talk about, Jeff.
Okay. Well, let's do it, man. Let's talk about some of this stuff.
During volatile times, yeah, when the stock market is down and up, up and down and up and down a lot, you get some nice jumps up to, and when the market hits, we're near an all-time high again, and when it hits those numbers, that creates an opportunity to peel off some of that excess money that someone's made, and then that's money they can set aside, and now it can't go back down if the market drops again. And that may be for, maybe you've got a child that's going to get married and you have a wedding expense coming up in 6 months or a year or even a year and a half. It just feels good to get that, taking some of those profits off the table. Now you have them where you need them, or a vehicle that you're going to need to replace, maybe even for that vacation. But,
you are
but it's a great
on.
Opportunity.
Yeah.
And when the market was down not that long ago and taking big dips, you know, I was saying what you got to do. You have to stay in. That's not a time to sell. But now, and especially if you were freaking out when the market was down quite a bit and it had a big, quick drop, and if that really, really bothered you, well, now is also an opportunity to reposition, meaning sell some of the stuff now while it's up, and then move it over to something safe that can't go down. And you're instead of maybe being 60% in stocks and 40% in something safe, you're going to switch it, sell 10% of those stocks, and now you're going to be 50% stocks and 50% safe,
right,
or even 40% stocks and 60% safe. So when the next big drop hits, it won't bother you as much. So you have to take and assess how you felt during that time period.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was very stressful for you, then now is the time to start repositioning that. And that's why you always, when you're going through things like that, you want to be using a financial advisor that's going to help direct you in the right direction at the right time, build the plan ahead of time so you can execute at the right moments in the market. And now is one of those moments. Sometimes they don't stick around long.
Yeah, yeah. Well, how did I react during the dip? I don't know. I was on Amazon looking at cases of razor blades and thinking, well, I'm only going to need one or two. That'll be fine. Don't worry about it. But now I'm going to say this in front of everybody. That what I just opened is Julia's bedroom that we are doing this summer. We had planned to do it. We are doing it. We're working with a contractor, Dave Mangano, over at the Damn Fine Carpentry, blah, blah, blah. And I know what numbers are going to be. I look at that today, and I honestly had such, it was like a sigh of relief going, oh, yeah, my princess is getting her bedroom.
Yep, exactly. Yep.
It's great. It's great. Now, what about other people? Because, you know, there are other people besides the two of us. I know it sounds crazy, but there are. And there are still people I know who do not have a financial advisor. What are they asking you? Are they reaching out for a little advice anyway?
So, yeah, they should do that. You know, the thing I would say is, and it's not just a financial advisor.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to reach out to just any financial advisor. Right. You want to really, I would say first you want to pick the right firm.
Sure.
Financial advisory firm, because financial advisors can retire. I had a new client the other day whose financial advisor got killed in a motorcycle accident.
Oh.
So advisor, you don't want to be all focused on the advisor. You want to be picking the right firm.
Gotcha.
And to me, the firm that you want to pick is one that will give you good returns and good performance on your growth money.
Right.
And very, very few firms do that.
Huh.
They want to get all diversified and lukewarm. So when the market swings, the client doesn't swing very much. And then that way they don't get mad and leave.
Oh.
So, but it's not good for the client.
Right.
I'm going to tell you, hey, volatility up and down is okay. It's opportunistic. There's times we can take advantage of it to finish off Julia's bedroom.
That's right.
And so don't be worried about volatility, and understand that's a much different thing than risk. And most all these firms say that they equate the volatility and the risk. And I would say, you know, Apple stock, Microsoft stock are not that risky, mm-hmm. but they dipped just as much as everything else when the market dropped, and they came back just as much. So they're volatile,
yep,
but they're not that risky. And if you get that equation right with the right positions, your growth money is going to really bless your future for you and your family.
I love that. Carl,
get the right firm.
Yeah. Let me remind everybody, Carl Carlson is joining us from Carlson Financial. 844-CARLSON is the number over there, 844-CARLSON. Now, Carl happens to be my advisor and my planner and my expert and guy I go to. Part of your job, I realized, Carl, was education, because I was exactly one of those folks a number of years ago. I thought that volatility equaled risk, and I was petrified and terrified. And again, for us, for Heidi and myself, it really is all about Julia. Are we going to do something stupid or wrong, and it's going to mess with her long after we're gone? And you and the team at Carlson Financial, again, educated us this difference between risk and volatility. And you just mentioned it, opportunistic. Man, the market during these things provides opportunities.
Yes, yes, it does. Yep.
Tell me where you start looking for those opportunities.
From what standpoint do you mean?
Well, somebody who's just sitting on the sideline and they're thinking, well, maybe I should call Carl. Maybe I should have a financial advisor. Maybe I should just, you know,
I'll
what I mean?
Tell them where to start looking.
Yeah.
CarlsonFinancial.com.
There you go.
Or 844-CARLSON. I thought you were asking me what stocks I was starting to look for, and my mind was starting to go from stock to stock to stock. But then you straightened me out.
I did straighten you out. Yeah, that's what we call technically in the business an underhanded pitch, but it's okay. But But now that you raise the question, are there any particular sectors you're looking at? Because I know you're big on tech, and we all
No, I love tech still. And but the right tech, and they're really the ones that I like, are the ones that get, that are big companies, so they carry a bit. They're not as risky.
Right.
And they're going to benefit a lot from AI.
Okay.
You know, this robotic stuff and this AI that's coming.
Yep.
It's going to come fairly quickly, and it's going to make a lot of these big companies, their value is going to go way up, and we're going to see some awesome benefits on that over the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years. It's going to be really good, so you want to get positioned right to take advantage of that.
And I am positioned right, am I not?
Yes, you are.
Thank you. That's all I needed to know. That's all I needed to know. Again, you know, I'm gonna glue these envelopes back together so that when Heidi gets home, she can open them, and I want to see her face as well.
Julia's new bedroom.
Exactly. And, you know, there's probably a couple of extra pairs of new Spirit or Easy Spirit or whatever the heck she's stocking up on. All right, Carl, here's the windup. And again, the underhanded pitch to you, my friend Carl Carlson from Carlson Financial. How do they get in touch with you?
844-CARLSON or carlsonfinancial.com.
I love it. You're a great guy, my friend. I appreciate you being here. That is Carl Carlson, Carlson Financial, carlsonfinancial.com, 844-CARLSON. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.